great day, heaven high. This is Core Owens on God's Number One Worker Podcast. Today's episode is God Got Y'all Shook. Yeah, I'm talking about to all you people want to question God and pretend like God don't exist. You can't explain what's really going on out here, but you want to run around here and pretend like you got all answers when actually you don't even have no answers. You're just talking out the side of your necks. You get mad when people can open up the Holy Bible and say, hey, what you talking about right now? God spoke about this already. Yeah, God used man to write the Holy Bible. God used man. Man didn't come up with that because man ain't that smart. Man is more intelligent than smart, because if you ain't wrote it down for man, man don't know what's going on. Man got to be instructed. Only reading, the devil got a little advantage because he was right there with God. But he was stupid too. So either you gonna be smart like our Heavenly Father, or you just gonna be an intelligent being like the devil. You know a lot, but you ain't got no common sense. God got y'all shook. Got all of y'all shook. You heard me. I'm gonna say it again. God got y'all shook. Every time you flip on something, somebody wanna get mad because somebody telling them better get right with God before it's too late. Then they want to sell that little silly stuff. Ooh, how come God don't know? God ain't supposed to stop. Your mistakes. That's your mistakes. He not controlling you. Y'all flip-flop too much. Y'all let flip-flop and want to hear yourself talk. That's mean the world is going in the direction it's going in right now. You got people out here that won't let stuff go. And then when something happened to them, they boo-hooing and crying. But I'm laughing at you because some of y'all, I know for a fact, y'all getting exactly what y'all deserve. Y'all already was phony and fake. You ain't true about that. You don't know how to leave well enough alone because your soul is miserable. You was around a bunch of miserable people. How you gonna get mad at the next person? Oh, let me take that back. I said I would stop using that word person. How you gonna be mad at the next individual? How you gonna be mad? Tell me. Who you gonna blame? Well, blame yourself. God shaking this thing up right and left. And you got people out here that's so for God, they can't wait till the end comes, but they tired of the program. The program broke. And it's so broken now until people just running rapidly. That's when you're running rapidly out here because they don't know what to do. Destroy. They killing, they distilling, they destroying. And then your butt go to jail. And then you got to get so high and fall into a state of stupidity, which I get it, but I remember a time when people used to destroy themselves. You know, every once in a while you catch a little group that would make it rough on everybody else, but most people, when they mess up, they were messing up their own life. And it was easy to deal with them. Now y'all just go out here and literally just disrespect everybody. But there can't nobody disrespect you. Double standard. Like I said, God got y'all shook. But you don't even know where it came from. You've been influenced by the devil, and he laughing at you. He just really making a monkey out of you. You know what I'm saying? He really just laughing at you like, yeah, I got me some. Running around here, jumping up and down, doing in and everything, pretend like you so much better than somebody else when actually you ain't doing nothing. Got to hide behind tons of materialistic items to pretend like you just so much better than somebody. Ooh, Core irritates me. No, you was irritated anyway. What really irritates you is God using me, because he got you shook. He got them shook. He got those people over there shook. You got all this alphabet community crap out here, and they shook. You got the people that you thought had money, they shook. It's just an ongoing cycle of a bunch of stupid stuff. Yeah, y'all don't know what y'all doing out here. And y'all gonna fail at the end of the day too. Because you ain't gonna outdo God. God is still God. That's when he getting there about time to get right. But y'all running around here coming up with your own little bright ideas. Your ideas ain't even bright. It's just a lie you're telling yourself. So many of y'all just hold on to anything to get attention. It's people out here want to kill people and see people die because that's all they were. Well, you keep screaming it at the bottom of your soul and God go get to you on judgment day. You ain't got nothing to worry about. There's a bunch of people dying now. They ain't got nothing to worry about. They all that worry is gone now. And when hell hit them, then that's what you deal with it. It ain't gonna never stop. Deal with that fire. Deal with that darkness. Deal with that gnashing of teeth and yelling at God. And every time you scream at God, that fire get hotter. Yeah, deal with it, because that was your fault. That was your fault. Can't blame nobody else. Yeah, God got y'all shook out here. Got y'all shaking like leaves on a tree in a tornado with an earthquake. Yeah, God got y'all. Then people trying to play these roles and pretend like they more. It just made me think about how people move still. You know, they don't want to hear God from me because they know I ain't going to play with them. They need a sugarcoat to water down. That's when they talk to certain people, somebody who can speak their way because they want to be in control. The only control you got is free will, but you can't fix it your way. You can't do things your way and think God going to accept that. Because he go punish you anyway if you ain't doing what he said. That's when y'all ain't doing nothing right. Now some of y'all want to run the church. Now you just part of that program. That stuff ain't got nothing to do with God. God gave us holy commandments for a reason. Y'all want to obey them. Y'all throw them away. And then want to pretend like the little pause that you are using is so correct and you want to debate. Then you want to shut down the truth with your opinions. Yeah, God got y'all shook. But you keep shaking. You keep breaking. You keep hurting yourself. Because when it's all over with, we all going to be judged by God. And those who went against God, the last thing they going to remember is they were shook. Because they're going to be burning, hooping, and hollering forever. I'm out it like yesterday. God first, always y'all. Tennessee Sam from a Tennessee man.